The Israel Report with Rolling Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolling Marks, I've missed you. How are you?
I've missed you too. I mean, the great purple dinosaur narcotic is no substitute for you, Howard.
Well, it's worth a shot. It is worth a shot. But, all right, so lots going on.
Did I hear something factual? Did you say that Barney was dead?
It's what I told my children, really.
Okay, because I had a little bit of hope there, Howard. A little bit of hope.
That he really was dead. In my house, he's dead. No, I told them. Because he's a dinosaur, seriously. No sense of humor. Do gooder all the time. He's either sharing, or he's teaching something, or he's cleaning up. He's always cleaning up.
Horrific.
It's awful. It's
always
awful.
Cleaning up, send him my way.
Right, exactly. You could do with a little bit of that in Israel. All right, lots of varied news today. Let's just start off with the more serious news. Top U.S. intelligence agents thanks Mossad for making the world a safer place.
Well, I tell you, we are all still scratching our heads. We're all still clapping nachas. We want to know how did they do it? How did they get in one night? I mean, it's the greatest caper of all time.
Yeah, as I said, I want to write this book. I have to write this book.
Let's make that happen, Howard. You heard it here, people.
Right,
exactly. We've got multiple witnesses and some international, so you heard it here.
Right.
But yeah, we want to know how they did it. How did they get in and out in literally a matter of hours with the Iranian authorities? We eventually found out that there had been a breach and smuggled out half a ton of information. I mean, this is Ocean's 11 on like major steroids.
Yeah.
But we do have a former top U.S. intelligence official who's saying that the incredible potency, imagination, and heroism of Israel's intelligence services has made the world a safer place. And Israel and America are certainly much safer because of the heroism of Israel's intelligence services. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk that maybe there wasn't a smoking gun in Bibi's reveal, but according to these intelligence sources, there is still information within these archives that is new, that hasn't been revealed yet. And, you know, speaking to people here in Israel, one of the incredible shocks, apart from this, you know, how they carried this out, is it goes against the DNA of intelligence to report on such a magnificent way that this operation had taken place. So, really, an incredible week for Israeli intelligence.
Absolutely unbelievable. And we've been looking at some of the statistics over the week. Tanya, how many people were talking about Netanyahu this week? It was 170-something million. What was that number?
Huge. The number was enormous. We have an engagement rate of 2.4 million this week alone.
Oh, this week alone, sorry.
And then over the period of 13 months, 79.8 million.
People talking about Netanyahu on social media.
And when we say talking, Howard, we mean actually talking. We're not talking about him. You know, there's a big difference between what appears on people's timelines, and
right,
that can be counted as what they call impressions, which is such rubbish.
Right.
But this is actually people having a conversation about Netanyahu, using his name, tweeting about him, blogging about him, etc.
So it's actual
it's
proper
stuff.
Engagement.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. So a very, very big week for Israel. Another thing that I thought was interesting was Israel has a first gay major general.
Yes, and this is really, pardon the terrible pun, major. I mean, just with regards to Netanyahu, like him or loathe him, you can't default the man's ability to rock a PowerPoint presentation. But yes, after being promoted yesterday, Sharon Afik will
Aurelien, the line is just suddenly gone a bit odd. Let's just try that, otherwise the note is going to get you again.
He's 47 years old.
No, Rolene, I'm going to ask Rolene, it's a very bad line. I'm going to ask Zanati to get hold of you again. Time is 7:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, your Balagan Baboker. And we are chatting to Rolene Marx in Israel. We were talking about the fact that Israel has appointed a first gay major general to the army. And, of course, that's when the line went bad. Unsigned says good timing. All right. Careful, your prejudice might just be showing. Here we go. Rolene, are you back with us? All right, we're going to try that in just a moment. We'd love to hear from you. And here we go. Are you with us?
I'm with you, always with you. Even when the line is dodgy, I'm still with you.
That's great.
Okay, so where were we? So we were talking about the RDF promoting 47-year-old Sharon Afek, who will be effectively Israel's first openly gay major general. And he has been serving in the chief military.
There we go. I don't know. Somebody doesn't like this conversation, yeah. Rolene. Your line keeps going every time we get into that. We're going to test it and see what happens when we talk about the next story. So carry on, Rolene.
So it's a huge moment for the RDF as well. A very, very good moment for gay rights in Israel. And kol hakavod and mazal tov to the new Brigadier General, Sharon Afek.
Absolutely. I think it's an amazing story. Also, there's been a new Miss Israel selected. No, the line is appalling today.
Are beauty pageants still a thing?
Beauty pageants apparently are still a thing. No, Rolene, we're going to try one more time. This is so frustrating. We are going to try one more time. We're trying to find out about the fact that Israel has crowned the new Miss Israel. I think definitely still a thing. I saw an announcement here in South Africa that there's the Miss South Africa.
Wasn't that because she was hijacked or something?
No, I'm talking about the new competition.
Oh, a new Miss South Africa competition.
Yeah, no, I think it's a thing.
Do they still stroll around in bikinis and
stuff? High heel shoes? I don't know. Is it a one piece? Is it a two piece? It's. Yeah.
Look, I remember as a kid, it was the most exciting thing ever.
We once went to watch the finals
at
of Miss. No, it was at the Standard Bank Arena.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Janine Botbail, I think, or Bobtail, something like that, and she won. Except the only problem was when I went outside, it was a hell of a long, boring evening, and it was before phones that you could sit on the internet. So I went outside, I went for a stroll, bought the Sunday Times, and it was already in there who had won. I came back into the stadium with the winner, and I showed everybody around me. Anyway, Rolene, are you back?
I'm back.
All right, let's...
Way to bury the lead there, Howard, for Janine Botbail. But yeah, we do have a new Miss Israel. She's 18 years old. Her name is Nicole Reznikov. Now, why the story is huge for me is because she comes from a high school in Afula. She's 18 years old, and she's from one of our Wietso schools. So, can imagine, the Vaba all around the world are clapping major naches because one of our girls is the new Miss Israel.
Very, very nice.
She says, and this is very, very important for us media people, she says that she understands the power of media and she wants to use her power for good.
She doesn't want world peace, does she?
She might post that to Instagram.
What would you, if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? Well, it would be world peace. That was the standard answer. But I do remember when we watched the pageants, like my mom would be sitting in her gown, I'd be sitting in my pajamas, and he would be critiquing the girls.
Exactly.
Saying, oh, no, she's not pretty. Her nose is far too big.
That is so true. That is so...
But it was a national sport for all teenage girls.
Absolutely. And an aspiration. It was an absolute aspiration for most teenage girls.
I mean, we all know... I think any of us who's ever rocked or watched a beauty pageant can do a fabulous cry on cue.
So funny. And I can't even relate to this conversation. Like, I'm sitting here listening to the two of you chat and I'm thinking, all right.
Just shows you.
Well, lots of things in common. Last week we were talking about Morton Harkett.
Yeah. Oh.
Who I had to immediately Google and, you know, see how he's aged.
See how the Botox
years.
Is working.
I'm quite impressed with it, I have to say.
Yeah, definitely the plastic surgery worked.
Yeah, well, I hope Abba's tried that. Rolene, before we let you go, Jamiroquai rocks Rishon and Burns BDS. Who? Like, I'm not a major. I don't really know who Jamiroquai is.
I know who Jamiroquai is. So there you go.
So, okay, you talk to Lorraine.
This is actually quite funny because, God bless him, he didn't get the memo that Rishon LeZion is not quite Tel Aviv. So he walked on stage with Shalom Tel Aviv, quite oblivious to the fact that he was actually Rishon LeZion.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
But apparently, you know, he was fantastic and he put on a show and he, true to his name, you know, he wore a whole whack of different hats and he said, you know, it's taken 25 years and some people have said that he shouldn't come and he says it's all boop, boop, bull, boop. Right. And he carried on saying, Shalom Tel Aviv, I love Tel Aviv.
Oh, no. Oh, shame. Oh, but that's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful.
Hashtag Rishon LeZion.
All right. So just here's a message from a listener. Odd that the line went down. Perfect timing. And that's when we were talking about the Major General, the new gay Major General. You should be ashamed of mentioning something like that. It's like saying, I met my friend yesterday and he was eating pork lunch. Why mention the pork? You should have said prawns and seafood and pork and homosexuality are all classed as abominable in the Torah. Well, there you have it. There's a message and a feeling from one of our listeners, and I'm sure there are others that feel the same. Certainly I don't, and I'm very, very...
I also don't, and I cannot condone homophobia ever.
Ditto.
Yeah, so there we have it. It's about to go 8 o'clock. This is where we love and leave you, Rolene Marks. You have a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and only good things. We'll chat
Shabbat
next week.
Shabbat Shalom.